Alakalı. Yok.
This is family transpose enzyme. Widely used in prokaryotic and eukaryotic genetics. Very efficient, but they also use tools of mechanism of transposition to cut paste mechanism for insertion. The point is that there are broad applications in molecular biology, but also the mechanism of transposition.
What's your
I've got a reference to the same.
What's the difference between cis and trans?
Cis and trans?
I know cis is same side, trans is opposite side, but...
In the context of genetics, cis is a specific site, right, which acts just on that molecule, and trans is diffusible. It can act on different molecules. So it's talking about trans acting, they can act on different molecules in the same organism, in the same cytoplasm.
Why is a lambda red recombination called red? Okay. Why is it important? Is it special as opposed to any other type of recombination with phage, or
it's important for understanding how lambda replicates and recombines, but more importantly because of its use as a tool now in molecular biology for creating specific insertions, deletions, and allele exchanges.
But it works the same way as any other phage recombination.
Not real. No.
Oh, how does it work again?
I have the black hole unit to look at it.
I haven't.
Yeah, it uses the exo gene and the GAN gene, the BET gene, and they're all involved in the different steps for the recombination.
Okay, I'll try to look over it again.
Yeah, it's not the same as on all the other pages.
Okay. You said if we have a linear piece of DNA and a circle piece of DNA, if you cut once, you get one band, and you cut twice, you get two bands for a circular?
No.
No. You didn't say that.
No.
What did you say?
If you have a circular piece of DNA and cut once, how many bands do you get?
One.
If you have a linear piece of DNA, you cut once, maybe you get
two.
That's what we see.
Oh. Okay. Okay, I will find you there. Okay. You were explaining a technique that's done with computers. I think sequencing unknown genome, isolate DNA randomly, share pieces.
Shotgun sequencing.
Yes. Yeah. How does that work again?
You isolate the DNA and you randomly shear it and clone it into sequencing vectors. Mm-hmm. And then you sequence the insert in each one of those. And then the computer sorts out the sequences by looking at where they overlap and then piecing together the counties.
You sequence the insert of each one of those?
Each one of them.
And then you, and then what?
Then you feed the data to the computer and the computer lines them up by the overlaps and puts together contigs of increasing size until it gets to a point where you get one single molecule. In practice, what you get are a small number of contigs with some gaps which have to be sequenced by hand or disposed.
Okay. PAIS and GEIS stand for, one stands for genomic evolutionary islands, and
the other is pathogenic islands.
Okay, and I was asking you this in your office. There was, and I found it in one of the papers actually. There was a, let's see. Actually, it wasn't in a paper. It was in a book.
Mm-hmm.
It was recombination, I think, and, okay, wait. I can find it. I have saved it into my computer.
Was it correct, or was there a conflict?
No,
why did you mention this?
Oh, because I don't understand it still, apparently. On rereading it, it doesn't make any sense.
No. Okay.
That's why I'm mentioning it. What did I do with it? Okay. Different folder. I scanned it in, so I don't have to carry the book around. So, this diagram. How does one know to put 0.44, 0.84 there like that? Because I know that this, this, and this go like this because of the recombination. There's only pluses on the other side, mm-hmm. and these have to end up there. I actually did the drawing.
Okay.
And
you just want to know how you arrive at the numbers?
Why, yeah, why do the numbers arrive like this? Why is it, how do I know that I'm supposed to add them here and have 0.44 there and...
Well, what is this, looking at? It's looking at the line between this and this. What does that represent?
The line between
the RG and the TNT.
That represents the new strand of DNA that was created.
But it's a distance, right? Is it measuring a distance?
A time, I think. Right? Time. They're all measured in time?
No, this is transduction. It's not measured in time at all.
Oh.
It's a distance. It's a genetic distance. Right?
Okay.
So how do you measure the genetic distance? You look at co-inheritance of the markers, right?
You mean here?
Well, no, I'm looking at this.
Oh, okay.
Because this is measuring the distance between these two markers. And the way that you measure the distance is by looking at the frequency of co-inheritance of these markers. And that's what's represented in the table up there. And that's where the numbers come from.
I don't think I understand.
What part of it don't you understand?
How do you create the numbers? How do you get
the numbers
them?
Come from here?
Yes, I see 0.44 and I know 0.84, but 0.84 is the sum of 0.44 plus 0.40.
Right.
But 0.44 is not smaller than, it should be smaller than this piece. Isn't this representing?
That is 0.44. Isn't it?
Which?
What are we looking at here? Is that? That's 0.84. This
yes.
is 0.44.
Right.
So it is there.
Right. It's,
yeah.
But it's longer. Why is it longer than this piece?
Well, the critical point that we made about co-transduction inheritance frequency is that it's inversely proportional to the distance.
Oh.
So if they're further apart, we would expect them to be inherited less frequently. So the co-transduction frequency would be lower than if they were closer together, which is exactly what you represent here. So it does make sense, right?
So this is an inverse of what I would expect.
No, it's exactly what you would expect.
Well,
you should have been expecting that the distance is inversely proportional to the co-transduction frequency.
I have to make a note of that somehow.
And then if you understand that point, then the data that you see here make perfect sense. The closer they are together, the more frequently they're going to be inherited. The further apart they are, the less frequently they're going to be inherited. So the numbers that are shown here is the co-transduction frequency, which is a reflection of the map distance. You're looking at this and you're saying, oh, this is this big, so it must be a bigger number than this. No, that's not the point. The point here is showing co-transduction frequency, which reflects the map distance. And those are inversely related. Does it make sense now?
It will once I look at it again.
Okay.
Okay. But the inverse thing I was missing.
Yes, there's the inverse relationship.
Okay. From that equation you gave us, f equals 1 minus x cubed over l,
mm-hmm.
what do x and l represent?
Was that not in the slide?
It was, but it didn't make any sense on further
L
review.
Is the length of a, I think L is the length of the transducing molecule. X is the, what is X? X is a co-transduction frequency. I don't remember off here.
Okay. Let's put it here. No. Not this paper.
Huh?
Oh, there's a paper that I think refers to that equation that you told us about.
Mm-hmm.
However, something about the paper doesn't quite, I can't tell if it's one thing or another. Is this one? Okay, I guess.
Was it the Wu paper?
Oh, I can't remember names. Oh wait, maybe it's in the other folder. The papers. No, not that one. Oh well, I will find it, and maybe I'll send you an email, or perhaps I'll just try to read the paper then.
I wouldn't spend a lot of time getting down to the nuts and bolts of the paper because that was just to stop us from the mock from off.
Yeah, it may have been that one.
Okay. You don't need to know all the details of that. You just need to know the basics about the relationship between the mapping distances and the co-transduction frequency and the particle sizes. And you'll have to get down into the derivation of the equation.
Oh.
Unless you want to, but I haven't gone down to that depth. I have questions about how they actually derive the equation.
Yes.
I don't think they would help you.
I wanted to know if they refer to something s in the integration, and I wanted to know if s is a variable or a constant.
I can't help you.
And the paper doesn't seem to specify.
Yeah. No, I can't help you, but, and I wouldn't spend too much time trying to figure all that out. I mean, if you're really interested in it, that's fine. You can read through that, but I wouldn't spend a lot of time on it because it's not that critical
okay.
understanding the whole concept. And, you know, we talked about last week, don't get yourself all wound up in details. Mm. If you're going to spend an hour trying to figure out those details, and you miss the actual point about that figure that shows the map distances and co-translation frequency, then you're really not using your time wisely.
Right, and I'm
okay.
Definitely trying to use my time wisely. Okay. You've given us an immense amount of material to read. I'm trying to focus on
focus parts. On the important stuff.
Yes.
And get by down the details.
Yes. Okay, thank you.